Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Allot's Results Conference Call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not, please check the company's website at www.allot.com or call EK Global Investor Relations. I would now hand over the call to Allot Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Kenny Green of EK Global Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin?
Thank you. Good day to all of you, and welcome to Allot's conference call to discuss its financial results for the quarter. I would like to thank Allot's management for hosting this conference call. With me today on the call are Mr. Eyal Harari, CEO, and Ms. Liat Nachum, CFO. Following Eyal's prepared remarks, we will open the call for the question-and-answer session, and both Eyal and Liat will be available to answer those questions. You can all find the highlights of the quarter, including the financial highlights and metrics, including those we typically discuss on the conference call, in today's earnings release. Before we start, I'd like to point out the following safe harbor statement. This conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. Those statements are early predictions, and Allot cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. Allot does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, delays in the launch of services by Allot customers, reduced demand, and the competitive nature of the securities services industry, as well as other risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Also, the financial results in this call will be presented mainly on a non-GAAP basis. Allot believes that these non-GAAP financial measures provide more consistent and comparable measures to help investors understand Allot's operating performance in the quarter. For all the data, please refer to the financial tables published in the results press release issued earlier today, which also include the GAAP to non-GAAP financial reconciliation tables. And with that, I would now like to hand the call over to Eyal Harari, CEO. Eyal, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kenny. I would like to welcome all of you to our results conference call, and thank you for joining us today. I am pleased with the results of the second quarter, as we have clearly made good progress. Most notably, I am happy that Allot generated positive operating cash flow and increased its overall net cash position for the first time in 3 years. This success was driven by our efforts, which drove a significant decrease in operating expenses while also stabilizing revenue and gross margins. In the past couple of quarters, we have significantly optimized operational expenses, which are approximately 25% lower than last year. We undertook these actions to bring the business to sustainable profitability and to grow the cash position. I want to spend a few moments talking about the various parts of our business. Starting with Allot Secure, our main growth engine. We continue to invest in our CCaaS growth engine, and the business continued to gain traction. In the second quarter, CCaaS revenue increased by 54% year over year. Our extensive list of Tier 1 customers enabled us to pursue further expansions within these large accounts, while also providing us with high-quality references as we look to attract new logos. We recently signed an expansion agreement with one of our Tier 1 European CSP customers for the provision of CCaaS to its customer base. The expansion agreement should start contributing to our revenue at the end of this year, representing additional CCaaS growth potential for Allot in 2025. Our most exciting CCaaS launch last year was with Verizon Business. The engagement continues to be mutually beneficial, and as a result, we are discussing several potential expansion opportunities within Verizon's different customer segments. I want to point out that Verizon highlighted Allot's contribution to their security solution in the recent published 2024 Mobile Security Index report, validating Allot as one of their trusted partners in protecting their network and customers. Specifically, the report noted that the growth of the mobile computing and IoT is exponentially expanding the attack surface that needs protection, which in turn would require a matching focus on ensuring sufficient mobile security processes, policies, and investments. Overall, I believe the SECaaS solution is a key long-term growth driver for Allot in the security space. For Allot Smart, in the second quarter, we saw increasing traction, converting some of our pipeline into contracts. We achieved an improved level of sale to new customers, as well as an expansion of sales to current customers. Allot is a trusted, long-term supplier of its smart products to a strong customer base. This is highlighted by our relationship with Rakuten Mobile. Rakuten is the fourth mobile network operator in Japan with a fully virtualized cloud-native network. Allot has been working closely with Rakuten since 2019 when they were rolling out their network infrastructure. Rakuten recently announced that their subscriber base crossed 7 million. Allot continues to provide Rakuten with solutions as they grow the network to support an expanding subscriber base. Since joining Allot earlier this year, I have been meeting with our key customers and partners globally. I am focused on identifying ways we can leverage our technology to better serve our customers with a goal to reignite growth by expanding within our install base. Allot has a long tradition of innovation with differentiated technology and a top-tier global customer base. I have spent time with employees. We have a strong team of professional and talented individuals, many with deep technology and know-how and capabilities in the networking and the security space, which stands at the epicenter of key IT spending priorities. I am currently working closely with the board and management, including our new CFO, Liat Nahum, who joined us at the beginning of Q3. To formulate a strategic plan to drive renewed revenue growth and long-term profitability. I want to share my initial thoughts. We are looking for long-term profitable growth opportunities that leverage Allot's core capabilities. The cybersecurity market continues to experience rapid growth as threats continue to emerge and increase in sophistication. The mobile cybersecurity market is projected by analysts to be an $8 billion market with over 20% compound average growth over the next decade. Cybersecurity is one of Allot's growth engines, and we are considering improvements and innovations to our SECaaS solution to bring additional value and even better cyber protection to our customers. We are also looking at additional go-to-market strategies for SECaaS to expand our customer base and addressable market. Another trend we are looking at is 5G revolution. As new 5G networks continue to be rolled out, the demand for advanced security solutions is growing significantly, with analysts expecting compound annual growth rate in excess of 40% over the next 5 years. A recent report indicates that around 70% of large companies and 40% of small businesses have adopted at least one cloud service to date. The movement to the cloud is being driven by the increasing need for remote work solution, digital transformation initiatives, and the desire to optimize cost and enhance business agility. We are exploring the potential of our products to address and provide additional value to the cloud and 5G markets as we strive for further penetrate these markets. While our go-to-market strategy is global in its outlook, we are under-penetrated in North America market. Allot has seen initial success in the region in recent years, and we have strong references, including Verizon. We are exploring ways in which we can leverage our early success to deepen our engagement in this region which today is leading many of the security growth trends. We see a significant opportunity for Allot in North America. Allot works with many large enterprises and leading CSPs, and it is clear that customer success and deepening relationships are key drivers to potentially expanding our business within our install base. We are looking at ways to make Allot more customer-centric as we strive to further cement customer relationships, enabling us to penetrate further into organizations with our products and services. A goal would be to structure our organization to better support our customers' business goals, as we believe this will allow us to increase business from existing customers. I am working closely with the board and the management on a strategic plan for renewed revenue growth and long-term profitability. We will provide more details as we progress. In summary, with the refreshed management, we believe we are at the start of a new chapter for Allot. In the second quarter, we stabilized revenues and significantly reduced expenses. We returned the business to the operating profit break-even range with positive cash generation. I believe we are well positioned to drive sustainable, profitable long-term growth, and I am optimistic that Allot will execute on the many opportunities ahead. And now, I would like to hand it over to our CFO, Liat Nahum, for the financial summary. Liat, please.
Thanks, Eyal. We reported revenue of $22.2 million in the quarter, representing a year-over-year decline of 12%, but up 1% versus the prior quarter. Revenue from our growth engine, CCaaS, were $3.7 million in the quarter, up 54% year-over-year and comprising 17% of our revenue in the quarter. Our CCaaS annual recurring revenue as of June 2024 was $14.6 million. As we discussed in our press release, full-year CCaaS revenue and CCaaS ARR are expected to continue experiencing accelerated growth at around 50% year-over-year. You can find various breakdowns of our revenue in the table in our press release. Our gross margin in the quarter was 70.6%. In the second quarter last year, our gross margin was 71.4%, and in the prior quarter, it was 70.4%. While the gross margin depends on the specific product mix sold in the quarter, the long-term target for gross margin is an average of 70%, and we are pleased with the return to the 70% levels in the first half of 2024. As Eyal mentioned, we reduced expenses considerably over the past year, with a non-GAAP OPEX at $16.7 million, similar to that of last quarter, and down by over 25% from the second quarter of last year. Allot had 500 full-time employees as of June 2024. The non-GAAP operating loss showed significant improvement, with a 95% reduction on a non-GAAP basis, from $18.9 million in Q2 last year and $1.2 million in last quarter to $1 million in Q2 2024. For the second half of 2024, we expect a non-GAAP operating profit at around break-even. In terms of non-GAAP net loss, we reported $0.8 million in the quarter, or a loss of 2 cents per share, as compared with a non-GAAP net loss of $18.3 million or a loss of 49 cents per share in the second quarter of last year, and net loss of $0.9 million or a loss of 3 cents per share in the previous quarter. Operating cash flow in the second quarter was $1.2 million. Cash, short-term bank deposit and investment as of June 30, 2024, totaled $53.2 million, an increase of $0.6 million versus $52.6 million at the end of prior quarter, demonstrating stability in the cash levels. Looking ahead, we expect our net cash position to not decrease below the current point. Cash, short-term bank deposit and investment as of year-end 2023 were $54.8 million. That ends my summary. Eyal and myself would now be happy to take your questions.